It was great to connect with the team today. Number one, the locker room was alive because so much of what we have talked about absolutely came to life. One of the messages we had last week was bring someone with you. And you've heard me talk a lot regarding effort and toughness and finish. And so much of that was at hand yesterday, and we saw that. I think and finish is the one thing you've probably heard me say. All right, Dan, I heard that a lot. It's absolutely, in my mind, a total mindset. And it's not just at the end of the half or the end of the game. I think it goes deeper than that. It's the way you prepare, the way you practice. It could be at the end of a run. It could be the way you're tackling. Those are all finish moments. And until that part of our game totally comes to life all the time, I'm going to keep hitting on that until that's the central, topic of what you see. And but it was awesome yesterday to see so much of what we talked about come to life in the game. With that, I'll open it up for questions regarding the game.
Yeah, Coach, how uplifting was that win for you guys after such a dark period of the six losses?
Yeah, I think we've experienced the highs just exactly like you described. There's been a highs and lows for us, for sure. And so it was uplifting, for sure, just to make sure we're totally committed to finding this process and getting it down just right. And that finish, that attitude, that's a big part of it. And there's so much of the thing in this game that we wanted to get done. We talked about it being a line of scrimmage game. We talked about it, being about the ball and having those moments where it came true. I think that was a real factor.
And your understanding of the playoff situations and scenarios that you all need to make?
As far as I know, when you got a shot, you got a shot. And so we've got an awesome challenge ahead this week, and it's one we're absolutely jacked for. And we will be ready to rock. Mm-hmm. We can't look past ahead other than this week, because that's where it all lies.
Right. You think your championship week, this is where you need it. This one coming up here is
you got that right. So for us to be at our best, it's not time to make things up, but we've got to play our style of ball. And we got a taste of that again yesterday, of what it feels like, of having some balance and how we want to go about it in the run game. I thought the special teams unit covered well our field position in the start from, we had a bunch of punts where we Bosch kicked them and knocked them down inside their own 10. That's the kind of ball that we like playing. We forced a couple turnovers, only got one of the interception, but the ball was on the ground a couple times. Those are the moments we got to capitalize on. Those opportunities, what we call sometimes missed opportunities. Some might see them on offense as a drop pass or, incompletion that you missed a throw. Defensively, we look at those opportunities as missed ops as well when you didn't recover a fumble or make a pick. So those are critical ones as well.
How do y'all make sure it doesn't devolve into, y'all had the fights and so forth? We've seen them have some issues yesterday in New York. Just make sure you get a clean game out of your team.
No doubt. And we want to be known for our toughness. We want to be known for the effort that it takes to play. But ultimately, it'll come down to right down to who plays the best ball this Sunday.
You talk about the toughness. The last time you played these guys, they pushed you around pretty good. Do you go back to that film and say, hey, guys, this is we don't want this again against this team? And
well, for sure, we're going
to neutralize.
Yeah, we're going back to that. And it happened on our watch where we didn't play well. And we want to establish our toughness, Vaughn, in between the whistles. And that part of our game, having that poise afterwards, that's what's at hand. You want to make sure we're playing the exact toughness from the first all the way through. But having poise is about, not having anything happen after the whistle.
Are you still surprised, though, that they physically dominated you guys in that game?
I'm very disappointed in that outcome. Very.
Injury situation.
Sure.
You talk about, some of the guys that are Warlow.
Yeah.
Vic Beasley.
Yep. Warlow, we'll take it back and see where he comes through. Is he able to participate fully on Wednesday, and then we'll have a better understanding of how he looks Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So I'm encouraged, but I really won't know enough until we get back out with him. He looks good today, but until we get back on the field Wednesday.
You said he will fully participate?
No, I don't know that. I said I'll have a better understanding once he, fully participates. So I'm expecting him to be back and rolling, but until we get through the next, 2 days and how much he practices Wednesday, I'll have a better understanding. I'm anticipating him moving forward, going good.
And what about Vic with his shoulder?
He came through fine. I know there was a believer, something came out regarding that yesterday. He did have an injury to his shoulder way back in OTAs. He's not missed any time during training camp. He has not missed any time during the season. He missed a practice earlier this season because of a foot, but he's been not limited in any way with his shoulder. He's actually done a great job with it.
What about Grady?
We're not going to know about Grady yet. We're hoping he'll be limited Wednesday with his shoulder. And then he's as tough as you get. So I would imagine if there's a chance he's going to be ready to go Wednesday for practice, it would have to be something that would bother him quite a bit for him to be out.
Coach, over the course of the losing streak, it was a lot of the same issues that were present. How big is it yesterday, not only to get the win, but see the red zone offense and the turnover margin and the pass rush really take a big step forward?
I know we have great belief in how we want to play. So when our football gets right and the focus stays about us in terms of the way we want to take care of it offensively, go after it defensively, the emphasis that we put in the red zone, we even had some extra time devoted to that. And so it was great to see some of those things pay off.
So people say pass rush sacks come in bunches. You've got 4 sacks in the last 2 weeks. Feel like you're taking some big steps there?
I don't know if I'd call 4 bunches, but I am encouraged.
Yeah, Coach, just back
up. Appreciate your enthusiasm for it.
I'm brushing up on my injury report and rules. That's, since he's taking part in everything, there's nothing to report.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Okay. That is, yep. Yeah, he's doing great with it. I mean, he had an injury that he suffered way back in OTAs, but there's nothing, no setbacks, nothing to limit, and he's actually done a great job with the injury all year.
It was a labrum tear?
I don't have to go back and give you the exact thing. I can follow up with that Wednesday. I'm not exactly – I want to make sure I got it detailed right if you're going to ask me on it. But it was a shoulder injury for sure, Vaughn.
As you look back at the weeks of
preparation – I'll follow up with you Wednesday on that.
Okay. The week of preparation of the Carolina games,
yep.
The game in the 5 weeks that preceded that, was there anything missing as you look back on that comparing it to this past week?
Really, we love the process that we go through to get ready. And so at what point did the preparation not carry over into the game? I think that was the thing. We're just constantly looking to see, okay, what happened from, you know, when the preparation ended Saturday to get into the game. And to me, these players, they did a great job of owning, you know, making the calls come to life. And that's that connection that happens deeper for the players. You know, like, we got the plan, we got the call, we're going to go let it rip. And I felt that energy from the guys. I sensed it all along. They've been searching for that through that time. But I felt it as much as I have in recent time yesterday in terms of their connection, how hard they wanted to play for one another. They had the plan down. They trusted their preparation, and they let it rip. So why didn't that connection happen more often? I wish that's, you know, that problem would have already been addressed. But I do know that the ownership for the guys to make these calls come to life and to play really hard for one another, I couldn't have been more encouraged by that, and I totally felt that from them.
And as a first-time head coach, you've certainly been through the highs, the 5-0,
yep.
And then that. So you've
sure
learned a lot about being a teacher, I'm guessing.
Yeah, there's it is hard to go through some of the ones, but I do know this. I learned a great deal during that time. Not only about myself, but about the team, the staff, the coaching. You have to go through some struggles sometimes. We all recognize that. They're painful as hell at times, but that's where some of that grit is developed. And for some of the young players who haven't maybe even gone through some of that, to know how hard that struggle is, to know I can reach a new ceiling, I can get to a bigger spot as a player, I think those times are really valuable. Painful, but valuable.
Coach,
go ahead. Yeah, we'll come. I just had 2 left.
Sure.
Will you say something to Julio, you know, proceeding up to this matchup with Norman? Because they did have words, and, you know, I think everybody got into it in that game at one point or another. But
for sure.
They did have some issues last time.
The biggest thing for us is going to be, you know, and this game's not about Julio and Josh Norman. You know, it's about Atlanta and Carolina playing extremely hard. And who plays the best ball on Sunday, that's who will win the game. Now, those two guys are key matchups in the games, but there's other key matchups as well. And so one player, another player, that's part of it. We'll all have to keep our poise in terms of the way we play. But as we go into it, Led, that's nothing that I'll have specific conversations with about Julio. He's as professional as you get. He's one of the best competitors I've ever been around. So no special comments to get him, you know, situated one way or another. I got so much trust and respect in him. He'll be ready to rock. Vaughn?
When you see guys throughout this season that have been off your roster now, John Asamoah,
yep.
Leonard Hankerson, you know, now he's on New England and stuff like
sure.
that. I mean, what goes through your mind? What's your thought process? I know these weren't necessarily guys that you brought in, although Hankerson was. But just talk about when you see guys that are in and out like that, guys that maybe they were counted upon to help you guys?
Sure. Anytime, like when you have a role and you're hoping that it just, you know, you dial it and come through and it doesn't happen exactly like you'd hoped for, it totally bums you out. You know, to make sure, okay, is this a role, and it happens. Sometimes it's free agents, sometimes draft, current guys that are here. But, you know, I do have lots of respect for players and how much they put into the game. And as a staff, we're a developmental staff, so we're going to try and take every single guy as absolutely far as we can. And so I always know I feel good at the end of the day knowing that that's the end goal and finding all the unique stuff out about a guy. So when it doesn't work out here, I wish them nothing but the best, you know, moving forward to wherever they go.
When you first came in, did you feel like John Osamoah was somebody that was going to help you?
Yeah, absolutely.
And the injury, was that
pretty for sure, yeah. I mean, yeah, for, you know, coached against him, not just, you know, and watched him. And so, yeah, I was totally hoping that he'd be a factor. For sure it was.
Last week was a little rough for Alfred, and he comes back this week after you guys spoke and had a pretty good game. How big is it to see him make that bounce back?
I wasn't surprised that Rock came back and had you know, a rock solid performance. It was no doubt because it went that way in the practice, and he's a great competitor. And so for him to have, you know, the performance that he did, man, he was down, really down. But the competitor that he is, he's also ready to get back to work, and that's exactly what happened from all the way throughout the week. So we knew he was going to really, you know, be ready to play well.
Coach, is there anything beneficial to take from the way the Giants were able to come back against Carolina, or was that just an example of a team taking their foot off the throttle a little bit?
No, I'm looking forward to seeing. I haven't been able to get into them yet, and specifically that game. So kind of this whole the morning has been about us, and but I'm sure there'll be stuff to gain from that for sure.
Sure. I'm sorry. You talked about Philip Wheeler yesterday.
Yep.
And you said he's somebody that kind of showed up. Is that somebody you see as having a future here?
When guys come through, and it also happened, I thought Wheeler, you know, came in just because he had the pressure. He did a good job. There was also Stupar, I thought, you know, had some really good opportunities. And anytime, like, you know, when you get called upon, all right, you ready? We totally trust and believe in those guys. Ish was another guy like that. So Wheeler, I thought, made some plays. Stupar hadn't. Ish hadn't. And those are ones when it's like, all right, man, let's see what you do with your op. And you come through with it. Man, is it rewarding. And those three in particular are probably the ones that stand out to me right now.
And him being a veteran, Wheeler being a veteran guy, comes in here mid-season and stuff like that.
Yeah, you can imagine how challenging
the way he's transitioning.
I am. You can imagine how challenging that is. So it was us learning him, too, and finding out what parts of his game can help us the best. And we know it's in the sub package and nickel on first, second downs, third down stuff. We use him as a blitzer some. He's been a factor on teams. So both sides, him learning the system and also us learning him to understand what unique stuff he has. And I think Ulbrich's done a great job of finding that out and getting to the details of it. So I've been really pleased about that.